Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So Lance mentioned it. A federal judge in Florida struck down the Biden administration mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation methods. And yesterday, Delta, American, United, Southwest, Alaska Airlines, JetBlue all said, optional. How about that? What are you flying today? What airline?
I'm flying United.
United.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to wear a mask. You're going to wear a mask or not?
I guess not. No, I'm not going to. I'm vaccinated. I'm boosted. I do not believe I'm going to. I think my wife is, but I'm not going to.
I see people still in their cars by themselves wearing a mask.
Well, you do like when you're Uber here. Not in Houston so much, but here it's almost mostly Uber drivers. They're like, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Well, I used an Uber the other night, and they're still mandating a mask. Put your mask on.
Like I said, the app does. The reality is, I've taken Uber too many times here. The reality is, it's a lot of those guys don't really care, but they have to. They're from a corporate standpoint, they're supposed to. So,
Well, now they don't have to, though.
But in the airport, though, you still have to in the airport.
Yeah, no, now U.S. airports, you don't have to now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it says right here.
I thought it was on four major airlines are not doing it.
TSA says, given the unexpected danger, be aware customers, airline employees, and federal such as TSA may be receiving this at other times. Masks are no longer required at United on domestic flights, select international flights, or at U.S. airports.
Or at U.S. airports.
Yeah.
But that's not every – okay, so – all right. So you don't have to at an airport, but if you're not on one of the four major airlines, you do have to.
Well, it says – now, there are some – if you're traveling internationally, depending on what that country's rules are, then you may have to wear a mask. But otherwise, hey, let's go.
I mean, and I don't have a problem if you want to wear your mask and all that stuff. Some people lost family members. I read an article about that. That's cool. I just – if I'm not mandated, I'm probably not going to. So I've taken my steps to, you know, I've taken my steps, and so that's fine. And then there are going to be a lot of people who wear it still. I mean, we've seen after the bird flu, what was that called, back in the early 2000s, where Asian travelers forever, before we had the pandemic here with COVID, you had Asian travelers you'd always see with the mask on, and that was something in the airports I saw for you. So I think it is going to be, you're going to see people who wear it on a regular basis just all the time. And that's, you know, so be it. That's your prerogative. I don't have a problem with it. You certainly have that right. But if I'm not mandated, I don't think I'm going to.
So
like
cool.
Today on the flight, I don't think I'm going to.
I was so disappointed, and I think he's just done a great job. I was so disappointed in Joe Biden that he said that we were going to continue to have to wear masks. And for that Florida judge. And Florida would be.
I didn't see that coming.
That Florida would have somebody conservative, and would shoot down that mandate. I was disappointed in our president for a hot minute, but not anymore. Country's running smooth as ever, right through it. Again, just awesome. So there's that. I haven't seen any news at what your draft. Your little draft thing is coming up here pretty quick, brother. It's next Thursday. Yep. We got
my
any news that we need to talk about?
Nothing now, but I will once I get back in town. I'm gonna start making a bunch of calls to teams and seeing if I can find out any news that should start coming in. I'm going to be very, very busy. So Friday I'm doing the show from New York, and then Sunday I travel from New York to Los Angeles. And I'll be doing the show. I'm off that Monday, but the 25th, I think it is. But the rest of the time I'm on, and that's I'll be doing TV shows there. But I'll be hopefully getting more information starting when I get home tonight and tomorrow, and I'll pass that along on the radio. And we'll have some. I'll put something together for that's a draft guide specifically through Sports Map or through ESPN's website that will give you insight in all the draft picks and the players you should be looking for, guys who I think are good fits for the Texans. So, I got a lot coming up on that. We do. Apparently, I'm going to do. I'll be on path to the draft all three nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. Thursday, I do post draft show. Friday post-draft show, Saturday post-draft show, and then apparently during the draft I'll be doing digital shows on NFL.com talking about different picks that are being made. So it's going to be I'll be doing a lot of that TV. Friday's the killer, though. Thursday night is the killer where I have to stay up and do a second and third round mock after I do a post-draft show and then wake up and do radio. So That one's like an hour and a half of sleep. I'm not going to be much good that day, but I want to make sure I come on because we got two first round picks. I mean, for the first time, a Houston team has a first round pick. The Rockets almost sent us into shock with four first round picks, which were I think more first round picks in 1 year than Daryl Morey had in his entire extended stay with the Rockets. And this year, two first round picks. Bill O'Brien's like, "What is that, Jack? You didn't tell me we had any of those." Well, we gave them away, boss. We traded them all, man. Remember, Laramie? We got rid of two of those suckers. We had first-round picks? I didn't know there was first-round picks, Jack. Yeah, we traded them.
It's so nice. How about look at the difference in the Rockets? I mean, you finally had something. You got Jalen. You got whatever it's going to be this year. You got good young players that are going to be coming in. You got Your best players were the ones that you drafted with the Astros, and they cruised into a now five straight ALCSs on the backs of guys that you drafted high in the draft, and now the Texans finally have some picks, and it's gonna come to fruition. I mean, I trust you honestly. I trust Caserio with these picks. You trust him?
I do. I don't know if he'll make the right picks, but I trust they'll be used appropriately. I just know that, listen, all I can tell you is that New England had some really crazy picks, like picks that not usually in the first necessarily, but they had picks that went against the grain, and for a long time people just thought they were more genius than everybody, and then over the last like 7 or 8 years, it's like, yeah, they need to go with the consensus. They'd be a better drafting team if they went to consensus. I can tell you that Stingley third, if they drafted Daryl Stingley third, and they have done a ton of research on Daryl Stingley, a ton. I've heard from a very good source that they have sent every James Lipford, Dave Casario's done stuff. Everybody in the organization that's anybody has spent time with Stingley. Last week they had an additional 1 hour meeting with him. They've done a lot of Stingley work. Now that might be to move up from 13 because he's not going to make it to 13. So it could be to move up from 13 to like, you know, six, something like that with Carolina. Maybe Carolina wants to move back and take Trevor Penning at 13 and pick up a second-round pick since they don't have a second and third-rounder. Maybe it would be to move up, but they could also just take Stingley third. And I'm telling you, that would go against conventional wisdom. Like, I had them taking Stingley third because I thought after his pro day, Nick Caserio would get all excited and see the potential for another Stephon Gilmore, and I still think that's possible. But that would be against – not many people have Stingley ahead of Sauce Gardner. So, of course, you know, I haven't talked to a bunch of NFL teams about how they see the cornerbacks, but I plan on finding that stuff out soon. And, that would go against type if he went Stingley there and then, like Kenyon Green, a guard at 13. That would be a little surprising.
So I'm looking at The Athletic – they got Charles Cross with the Texans at three, and Neil
who is it?
And Aquan who are that? Still on the board.
Who wrote that?
Deonte Lee.
Nah.
He's got Aiden Hutchinson first, Kayvon Thibodeau second, and Charles Cross third.
No connection there. the Lions hate Kayvon Thibodeau, so I would just go ahead and close that browser.
So click. That's it.
There's
you're
X,
done.
X in the upper right hand side.
Deontay Lee, you're done. Sorry,
Deontay
you
Lee
lost
is
all
just
credibility. Should I?
He's just.
Should I tweet him something about his credibility?
No, you shouldn't. No, because
should
people
I
have
dumpster,
opinions.
Should I get him in a dumpster fire? Should I send him that?
No, no. You should let people have opinions and not try to get them to off themselves.
You told me to close
media.
The browser. Okay.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Run into a ditch and kill yourself over a mock. Over a mock draft, Gerald, or whatever your random Twitter name is, a random avatar, the things people will tell you about a mock draft, and sometimes I just have to hit them with, like, you're this upset over a pretend draft? It's a pretend draft with pretend pick, pretend trades and picks. Like, why are you getting so upset, random Twitter guy? It's just a pretend draft.
Because you're hurting their feelings. You're hurting feelings, Lance, by doing stuff like this.
I know. Sometimes I just say, listen, I never meant to hurt you this badly. That's the one. I'm not upset by this. I just, yeah, you clearly are upset by this.
No,
and
yeah.
And like, I love saying, hurting you was never my intention.
So, hey, speaking of hurt feelings, Paul Feinbaum hurt Jimbo Fisher's feelings. We'll tell you how on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. But right now, we got insurance problems, Lance.
TGS Insurance says if you've got an insurance problem, and primarily your insurance problem is, it could be with your that you're not with a good company and they screwed you on coverage. I mean, that happens too. You could be dealing with that. But for a lot of people, you know, you don't end up needing insurance for that particular year. You need it, but you haven't had to use it. Well, you still need an A-rated insurance company. You need somebody that you can rely on and that you can trust, and that's what the A-rated insurance companies are going to do. But the great thing is TGS Insurance has a variety of A-rated companies. They take your address and they run it through their algorithm, and these companies will make a competitive bid for your homeowner's insurance, and you can compare that. They text it back to you within 15 seconds. So here's how it happens. You text the word money to 232323. Within 15 seconds, you're going to get a text back with the homeowner's insurance quote. You have to give them your address, but just follow the prompts. It's easy. And what you can do is compare that against what you're paying now. In most cases, if you've been with a company for more than 1 year, they have raised the rates on you. This year, there was a lot of raise rates. There was a lot of raise rates this year. And so I'm telling you right now, put more money back in your pocket by getting a competitive A-rated insurance companies, competitive rates. Get a competitive rate on your homeowner's insurance by texting the word money to 232323. Save money today, but don't cut your A-rated insurance. Go to tgsinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, Paul Feinbaum, and this is a radio show. He was on Kubelik and McElroy in the morning. And for whatever reason, I can't find the audio anywhere, so I'll have to read it to you. But he kind of laid into the eggs. I mean, Jimbo's just sitting there doing nothing, minding his own business, worried about, you know, this NIL, people criticizing his NIL stuff. And here's Paul Feinbaum with a shot out of nowhere. Here's what Feinbaum said. I'm going to correct myself a couple of weeks ago when I said, I don't expect much this year out of the Aggies. You know what? I do now, because I started to think this is not the second year for Jimbo Fisher. I mean, he's been there a long time now. He should have his full complement. And it almost seemed like we gave him a reboot. I think anything less than 10 games is a disappointment, because I don't know how you could explain it. Last year really was a mess, and it was camouflaged by a couple of things. A&M opting out of the bowl game, and their fans want to debate that. It's pretty obvious what happened there. I mean, you don't need me to explain it. They were going to lose to Wake Forest. They didn't want another loss. And secondly, the recruiting class that has left us all breathless, but that's not the first time they've had a good recruiting class. They've had one over the years. So I think we need to quit treating A&M like they're a bunch of kindergartners, and Jimbo Fisher just got his first coaching job. He's been there long enough for this to be successful. and any other coach who has been there as long as Jimbo would be graded on a very strict curve. I mean, we're debating Brian Harsin after one season and his second spring. Why shouldn't we do the same thing for Jimbo Fisher? Fair or unfair?
I don't think that's out of line based on today's college football. Like Harsin had some other – Harsin, that's not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison because Harsin's issues really had to do with fit. Like, there's more to it. That's all I'll say is there's more to it with Harsin. But with Jimbo, I think that's actually very fair, but I think it's also one of the reasons you go to A&M is you know A&M's going to give you a longer leash. I think that's one of the favorable things about A&M is they're not going to be a two-and-done program. Like, they're not looking to get rid of you after just a couple of years. And I think, you know, you can say that Texas in some ways has become that program where they, you know, Charlie got 3 years, but Texas is still going to give you a little bit of time.
Right?
Herman got four.
Four. Oh, yeah.
Charlie Strong, 3 years. Herman, four. But that's actually now more and more in college football, we're seeing the 2 year. Like, it's 1 or 2 years, you could be out of there very, very quickly.
Well,
and I think that's one of the reasons you like A&M, right?
And they extended Jimbo on top of it. But they
they're good with extensions, too.
He and Summey are almost, their records are identical.
I know.
It's identical. And you know what? They extended Summey and they're extended Jimbo. And you got Jimbo, like him or not, you got Jimbo, and he's here for the long haul.
You're a head coach. You love coaching at A&M.
Does it not fit? Now, let's give Jimbo – now, we got to give him a little bit of a break, don't we? Because he lost his quarterback in the second game of the season. Right? I mean, was everything not a grain of salt after that?
No, not really. Because you told us – no, not if we're being fair about it, because he told us that it was down to the wire, neck and neck, that those two guys were dead even. Well, if that was dead even, I don't really think Haynes King would have done much then because Calzada wasn't very good. So other than that game against A&M. So, no, he told us that those two guys were like neck and neck at the very end. So I don't know that you get a – I don't know that for being a program as big as A&M with the revenues and the resources that you have a second quarterback. I mean, listen, your running game wasn't very good for half the year.
It was disappointing after the previous year. Marvin
Leal was very average. Did not have the year that people thought. And NFL, you know, like NFL people, you're going to find out DeMarvin Leal is not a first round pick the way everyone had him. May not even be a second round pick. So you had some guys who did not play up to their standards. I think Jimbo. I think people do sometimes look for excuses for Jimbo, but I also think that college coaches right now are not given, like, Jimbo's past the rebuilding stuff. That's not, or, you know, implementing his 1 or 2 years of Jimbo implementing, and you're who you're going to be. So Jimbo Fisher, for sure, and Texas A&M, he's got it the way he wants it. You know, so you can't, now it becomes execution, it becomes recruiting, it becomes, so I do think Jimbo in some circles gets a little bit more leeway than some of the other coaches, but I'm also not sure that some other coaches don't deserve a little more leeway, if you want to be honest about it, because sometimes, you know, Rome isn't built in a day, and it does take some time. I think Jimbo's a good coach, personally. I think Jimbo Fisher's a guy that if I'm Texas A&M, I'm thrilled I've got Jimbo Fisher. I think the Aggies get a little insecure and are willing to fire up. It doesn't take much to scare them into extensions. I mean, we saw it with Kevin Sumlin. I mean, you can scare the Aggies into extension in a heartbeat. So that's just the truth. I mean, you get long leashes. They give you a ton of money. Then they get scared you're going to leave them, and they give you more money.
Yeah.
That is what I've seen from Kevin Sumlin and now from Jimbo Fisher. The fact that they gave Jimbo that big extension, and then there was LSU talk, and there was, you know, guys, y'all have to have some confidence you're going to hang on to Jimbo. It's a good program. It's got money. You got great facilities. A&M is one of the programs you want to be at. You can't just get scared every time somebody, you know, there's a rumor floated around. You're like, give them more. Give them more. I mean, have some confidence in your program and what you offer.
I'm on Twitch and pretty good comment. Georgia had a walk-on quarterback win the natty.
Yeah, so I don't know that I.
It can be done without a five-star quarterback. What I've heard so far in the spring over there is that Haynes King ain't the guy. I mean, Max Johnson is winning that job.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know, Weidman is
going to... Max is okay. Max was okay at LSU. He was okay.
Yeah, he was okay.
He could be better than Calzada was last year. I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. No, he's better than Calzada. There's no question. He's got some touch, and he'll win you some games. I don't know about 10 games. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. But they need Weidman to be the guy, right? I mean, they really.
I mean, I would assume. I mean, what they really need is they've got some talent at the offense at running back. A&M's going to be fine. Their offensive line, other than Kenyon Green's gone, but now they got some continuity where four guys have experience. They were much better by the second season. They picked up a big commitment. I don't know what they've done portal wise, but I know they picked up a big commitment at wide receiver as well. So I think the Aggies are going to be fine. Now, they lost both their defensive ends, two defensive tackles. Like, they've lost four defensive linemen, one linebacker. They lost the safety in Leon O'Neal. They've taken some substantial hits up the middle with their defense. So we'll see how they hang in defensively. But well, I think the Aggies' offense is actually going to be pretty stout, even without, you know. Well, I mean, it was not going to be worse than Calzada.
And then there's this. Asked if the Aggies should be expected to win the SEC West. And Paul Feinbaum says no, because there's always, as much as people want to say, that Nick Saban has wreaked havoc in the SEC. He also gives you a curve. I've not heard anyone recently say that X team should be the SEC West pick over Nick Saban. Maybe LSU occasionally in the past flickered in there with Les Miles, but I think that's what's
point.
Preventing us from saying SEC West or bust. And the fact that he beat Alabama, but a great season is expected, that's what I will say. You know, he did. He beat Alabama, and it just wasn't a great season. Did you – I don't know. Paul Feinbaum made the – I didn't feel great about them bowing out of the bowl game last year.
I didn't like it at all. In a time where coaches complain about – you know, everyone opting out of stuff, then you opt out of an entire bowl game. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, he had so many players opt out of the game, apparently. He said he couldn't even field a team.
And maybe, Jimbo, maybe there's a method to his madness where he gets, you know, and maybe some of that is, well, here's what we're going to do. We'll opt out of the whole thing. I'll bring attention to this, because if players are going to opt out, like, I do, it is a little shocking to me that guys who. So here's the thing. I watch tape on the best games, and I love getting to bowl games because you're typically gonna face a quality competition for your draft stock. But some of these guys opting out of games, it's like, I don't even, to me, why even play a bowl game? Let's just eliminate bowls and just play championship. Yeah, I'm almost to that point where I'm like, eh, you know what? Let's turn it into eight teams, and everyone else can just, y'all can all start opting out for, you know, your draft prep or studies or whatever. Let's just get it down to eight. If you guys don't want to play, then let's just take it to eight, and the final eight will roll. I mean, some of these games are they, if the players think they're meaningless and the best players think they're meaningless, because if the best players are opting out six to ten of them, what are we doing? That's not what the bowl game doesn't want that. They might have chosen somebody else if that were going to be the case, if they knew that were the case.
Yeah, right. No, I'm going to be leery of them going forward, putting them in a decent bowl, because I don't know that they're going to show up after that. That was really, really.
I'm not talking Aggies. I'm not talking about the Aggies long term. I'm just saying, in a general sense, if you've got teams that are going to have multiple opt outs, so the best players are all going to be opting out of the games, then I don't, like, why would I expect the fan base to travel for that game? The fan base is no.
Right.
The fan base, like LSU, was it LSU that didn't have any of their best players? No. Who played in that, golly, what was that game last year? It was a New Year's Day game, and it wasn't LSU. It was a lot of the best players weren't even playing. It was kind of a joke. Was LSU in a bowl game last year?
No, they missed out on the bowl, didn't they, in the last? Or did they get
remember.
In the last? I forget. Who cares?
I can't remember. There was a New Year's Day bowl, though, John, where a lot of the best players were out. And it was kind of like Oklahoma State had some really good players out last year.
Yeah.
Against Notre Dame.
I want to. Well, Auburn had had a few.
That was one of them too. Auburn had. Well, they weren't the best Auburn team we've seen, but yeah, they had some players out also.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-37. Don't take anything away from that win for the Cougs, Lance. Okay. Beating SEC team. Suck on that, SEC. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. I want to get in here and talk about Doc Linville. I was on earlier today with Nate Griffin on Channel 26, and I didn't hear him, but I'm pretty sure that everybody over there was like, man, John's hair looks good today on the air. I'm pretty sure that's what they said. But listen, if you're on Twitch right now, you can see it's going pretty good today. Got it slicked back, but it's all because, and I don't want to take credit for it. I mean, I was growing it on the sides and in the back, and Doc Linville moved it to the top. That's what he does, okay? I was doing it myself on the sides, but Doc Linville moved it to the top. And that's where it belongs, okay? That's where it belongs, on the top of your head. And if you have problems getting that to the top of your head, well, all you got to do is go to see 975hair.com, 975hair.com, and you're going to see the greatness that is Doc Linville. Get your consultation from the doc. Find out about it, how easy the process is, how wonderful the process is, how affordable the process is, how basically painless the process is, how simple. I was in the chair for 4 hours, and 8 months later, I've got hair. If you're looking for the best way to get hair right now, okay, stop with the bald. You don't have to do that anymore. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know if you've heard it on the Wheelhouse, Lance. They do an NFL segment, right? News around the league, right? They play like RJ. You got any NFL music we could play underneath? Screw them. We'll steal their segment. I don't care if a rat's ass about them.
Jacking for beats,
huh?
We're jacking for beats.
Yeah. So
America's Most Wanted.
Here's some news and notes from around the NFL that you'll probably hear later, but you heard it here first on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Apple likely to land the Sunday ticket. Good or bad for you?
I don't know. I read that yesterday. I think it's okay. It's Sunday ticket, and I don't care about Sunday ticket. I care about that 49% of NFL.com and NFL media. So I don't know. It's capitalization. It's more money coming in. So hopefully they'll put some, you know, more into the product. So maybe good. Maybe good. So yes, as long as it's not ESPN, I'm good.
Yeah. See, explain to people why you don't want NFL.
Well, so I say that because the thought is if Disney would have purchased NFL.com, we all get fired, and they just buy the platform basically, and they just keep their same talent in place, and they fire all of us. They get rid of all of us. So, yeah, that's why I'm kind of cheering
for.
Yeah,
just putting ESPN.
Amazon or Apple.
But, that would suck because it would just be ESPN content on NFL.com. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've already got ESPN other content on ESPN. We don't need that.
Yeah, correct. Right. But luckily they weren't in a mix, so that's good.
But my wife's stock would go up, so screw you, Lance. Let's go.
I don't know if it would because they're having to give a bunch of money. Sometimes when you put a bunch of cheese out there, sometimes stock actually doesn't go up. So we'll
maybe
see.
It's
going to be a lot of money. There's talk about $2 billion.
Screw you, Lance.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Denzel Ward becomes the highest paid cornerback in NFL history. Does Denzel Ward deserve to
Does it feel like that? Wow. It feels cousin-y. But okay.
Well, I think he was just next up, right?
I guess that's what it is. I mean, did you see now where there's a new player who's taking the team off of his social media? You see who the new one is?
Who is it now?
In the division, A.J. Brown, Tennessee. Oh, y'all want to say I'm a diva and a bad teammate? Fine. Find out what happens or something like that. And so now they got to say, no, wait, A.J., come on, guy.
We love you.
You know what? Do you know Jacksonville screwed it up for everybody? They gave an outrageous deal to Christian Kirk, one that frankly was nowhere remotely close to market value for Christian Kirk, and it has thrown everything into a flux. Every top receiver now who's better than Christian Kirk is demanding new money. I mean, A.J. Brown's still on a rookie deal. NFL teams cannot have – they can't have players – because you're going to get set up for a monster deal, the second deal. NFL teams just can't have where, you know, they where their deals, their contracts don't matter anymore. So, and everyone's looking at the Titans, making sure the Titans fight for what's collectively bargained. Because the players bargain – this has all been negotiated. This is negotiated contracts.
Right. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers versus Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen.
So does it get? Does it feel like Tom Brady? You know that Aaron Rodgers and well, I know Tom Brady can play a little bit, right?
Yeah, he's good. He's okay. He's good.
Are they the favorites? I mean, is Mahomes a good player? Is
I would imagine these guys are pretty good.
They must be.
Yeah, yeah.
They must be if that's the matchup.
Yeah, Brady was. I mean, with the lefty and Tiger thing, and Brady and Peyton, Brady did not show up that great, but maybe he'll be, I don't know. I don't know who wins this thing. I'm not going to watch it, so I don't care.
Why? John, it's golf.
It's not, no. It's, you know what's golf is the Masters. That's golf. This is not. This is just made for TV. Sorry. Beat it. I loved it because it was the first sporting event that we had after COVID. So that was nice.
I know.
That was the only reason that billions of people watched that is because finally something is on TV that's live. The Kansas City Chiefs are not going to be significantly different, according to Andy Reid. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree. I want to agree with that, but, man, I just think Tyreek is just so explosive. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
It'll be similar to what we did in the games that Tyreek couldn't play in. There are certain things that he did very well that will have people try to fill in those spots. He compares Mecole Hardman's speed to Tyreek Hill. Ah, I don't know. That's a great comparison. I'm not sure. That's a great comparison. And they got Juju Smith and they got Marquez Valdez Scantling. I think they take a fall. You know what? The Chiefs are in, and somebody brought this up this morning, Max, and I've been saying it. They're not going to be in the AFC Championship game every year, right?
I think we may be. We may be at the end of the. You got a bunch of money owed to Kelsey. Kelsey's getting older. Brett Veach better really ball out with some of his evaluations because we could be in Burrow time right now. We could be in Herbert time before you know it. It could be Tua time. Like, look at these other teams.
Well, and how much did they benefit from Tyreek Hill falling in the draft because of his off-the-field problems?
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, that was they fell into
well, you were willing to, fell into their lap. They were willing to, they were willing to do something some teams just simply thought was morally reprehensible, too.
Right, right. And so, yeah, right. I mean, so they took a chance and, you know, they said, you know what, we'll and
they paid off.
In fairness, he's been a good citizen, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's been anything else, correct?
Yeah. Correct. So I mean,
and they did work on him. They did work on him and felt like there was some extenuating circumstances that weren't that all the information was not available and that some of it was misportrayed. So I don't know. I just know the Chiefs are that team that takes chance. I just know if you've got some issues, the Chiefs in the past have not been afraid of taking chances. I know that.
No. I mean, yeah, you've got Kareem Hunt. You've got obviously Tyreek Hill. There are some organizations that will do more than others will. They just are. And they'll take more chances than others will. Our team just doesn't take chances here. That's all there is to it. They're just not going to take any chances. All right, so that was news and notes from around the NFL, a new segment here on our show that they probably stole in the afternoon. You can hear probably regurgitated this afternoon with the afternoon
that was them
show.
Doing it.
Yeah, it's probably just going to be all regurgitated.
And I feel like they're the ones putting in the work, and you just stole it.
I didn't steal anything. I just said this is a segment that we've got now on our show. I'm pretty sure that you'll hear something similar in the afternoon. Sorry, wheelhouse boys. But you people want to hear it first in the morning. And then those guys talk about the same things and probably not as well. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you always fighting with the wheelhouse?
I love the
Why are you always fighting with the wheelhouse?
I listen to the wheelhouse. I like the wheelhouse.
Why are you fighting with them?
No.
If you're not fighting with them, you're disagreeing with Jeremy Branham. Can you just be on board and agree with other people? Be more agreeable?
I can't be a bigger team player. It's what I do. Okay? I cannot be a bigger team player. That's all I'm saying. All right? So there you go. You'll probably hear it once again this afternoon. Why don't they just play our segment in their show, right? They should just play this segment in their show, and then everybody could hear their NFL deal going on with the same music. All right, it's 8:42 now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN. We'll talk Astros baseball on the other side here again from Jim Crane and and Yordan. How about our guy Yordan back? What a difference a Yordan makes. You know what else makes a difference is HRMP. The quality of the product is second to none. I don't know. I'm not a technology guy. Lance is a numbers guy. I'm not much of a technology guy. When I went to their facility and I saw the technology, I mean, their computer room is gigantic. It's ginormous what they can do. And listen, there is no business and payroll and HR that they can't figure out there. Well, we have branches in different states. Not a problem. Well, there are different laws and, there's different tax laws and different, not a problem. And there's no problem that these guys, that with their technology and their intelligence. And listen, it's also kind of a big deal, this Affordable Care Act thing. Yesterday was tax day. Was your payroll company as good as our payroll company with the Affordable Care Act, with all of the taxes that you had to do? Are you putting too much time and energy and not enough knowledge into your taxation? Well, our guys are the best. And if you're looking for a great way to get around for them to really do the job with the Affordable Care Act and with your payroll and with your HR, there's one company to go with, our guys. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. You're looking for a new payroll company after this tax season? We got one. HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jose Altuve hurt his hammy running down to first base on a looked like a fielder's choice error. And he was on the ground for a while and was taken out of the game. Hamstring, maybe not the worst thing in the world. I mean, listen, it can be lingering. It could take a while to get back. Dude needs his legs his legs aren't what they used to be. He's not the same hitter he used to be, and maybe in part because of that. How many infield singles did he beat out? How many bases did he steal? He's not the same player that he was, but this may be a problem. But Jose Altuve is off to a really, really, really bad start, and maybe some time away, maybe has hamstring healed up, maybe he'd get his swing down, come back with some more confidence, because I'm not looking at the same Jose Altuve that I've seen in the past, Lance. I'm just not.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty early sample size.
No, right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not. But in Jose Altuve is going to hit. He's going to hit better. We've seen Jose Altuve go through slumps before, where he asked Dusty, "Can you drop me in the lineup because I'm not hitting well?" And Dusty said, "No, you're going to hit where you hit," and things turned out okay. And I'm sure Jose Altuve. This is not every. Relax, R-E-L-A-X, everybody. This is not Aaron Rodgers one game. Right. Jose Altuve does not look. He's declining. He's on the decline. I don't think there's any question about it. As long as he's played as good as he's been, we can't expect Jose Altuve to lead the league in hitting, you know, the way that he did in the past. We can't expect an MVP, him to be the MVP that he has been in the past. But he needs, you know what, maybe a little break right now. Get him away from the cane. Get his head cleared out. Maybe it won't be so horrible for him.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I just think we're making way too big a deal about a guy who's got 11 years in the league. Like, I think Jose is just off to a little bit of a slow start. I mean, maybe he needs that, but I don't know. I think we make too much of a slow start for Jose Altuve. We've seen it before. We've seen him go into slumps over the last 2 years since the whole trash can banging thing, and we've seen him come out of it and get red hot. So I don't know. I think how many games we're in? 10 games in right now? 11, I think. 11 games in? Feels like we're 7% into the season.
We're 10 games in, 6-4. Right?
Oh, it's 10 games?
Yeah. We're on pace for 96 wins.
We're 10 games. We're 7% in.
On pace for 96 wins this year, Lance.
I know. Let's give Jose some more time. I think he's fine. I wouldn't panic about, of all the guys, the last guy to panic about on the roster would be Jose Altuve.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen. It's too early. I'm not panicking. All I'm saying is I don't expect Jose Altuve to be MVP anymore. I just don't.
I don't want him to have a hamstring issue because that's the sign of
– No.
What bothers me is that's a sign of no one muscle stuff. And,
but I'm just saying. If you're going to look at it, yeah, I mean, if there maybe is a silver lining in the whole thing, it's that he gets a little break. He's pressing. He's pressing at the plate, and you know he wants to. Obviously, he doesn't want to be like this. He knows what greatness is at the plate, and he's just not that guy right now. He's just not. His head is not in a great place early this season. That's all. So maybe it'll help him out. Maybe we'll see. Jordan is back, and it didn't take him long to show his upper deck shot in his first at bat, giving him a 2-0 lead. They came back, tied it up. And Jordan goes deep again. And he is just so, so good. And when he's on, now he has his, in the World Series, he was not good. He's had his struggles. There's no question about that. But when he is on, I don't know that there's anybody that's more dangerous in the game. Literally, when he's seeing the ball well and his swing is on, there literally is no one more dangerous in the game.
Ooh, that's strong. You're saying that over Otani and Trout?
Yeah. No, when his game is on, when Jordan is feeling it, and
I'm not giving that to Jordan. Not after the World
Series.
Not after the World Series. You had a World Series.
That's
what
I said.
He
wasn't on then. He obviously was struggling at that point.
Great players are on. Like Mike Trout is on.
Really?
Mike Trout with
zero playoff wins ever?
Mike Trout is not a guy who you see, like, I'm not comparing Jordan to Trout yet, dude. He's got to do it longer than this. I mean, Jordan was terrible.
I said when his stroke is on, when he is feeling it, there is nobody more dangerous in the game, and I'm not taking it back.
That's fine. I'd like to see a whole season like that.
Yeah. Well, there was a point last year where Jordan was...
He's had moments. He's had moments.
No, his OPS was 1,200 for a while.
Tell you what, you go win an MVP or finish top three, and I'm 100% in on you. I think that's eventually going to happen for him. But I'm glad that he had a stretch where it was like that. I want to see him do a whole season like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
Obviously.
I mean, you know, I want to see consistent greatness because that's what I think Jordan is capable of. Of course, when he gets hot, he's as dangerous as anybody when he gets hot.
That's what I just said.
That's most players.
No, Jordan's different, though. I mean, with that power, Jordan's different. Not everybody can do when they're hot what Jordan can do. So he's different. He's spectacular when he's on.
I mean, I think you forget about Mike Trout a little bit, and there's nothing he can do about playoffs to blame Mike Trout for pitching.
Mike Trout sucks.
That's nothing, Mike.
Mike Trout sucks. Yeah.
I just feel like you haven't really remembered. You just don't remember seeing him.
No, I
that
just,
much.
Well, really, because I didn't see him last night. Okay, well, we got hit in the hand. Whatever.
No, it has been.
There,
listen,
rub some dirt on
him. So he had,
Trout's out again. Okay, great. Yeah, he's so great. Never
so
around.
So I guess he was on. He was on pace
playoffs.
For 50. He was on pace for 51 homers on the. Beat he had 17 it. Homers in 53 games. Last year, he only played 38
Anaheim.
Games.
You love Trout so much. Move to Anaheim.
I mean, you're acting like Yordan is just.
Yeah, he's the
this,
yeah, he's a beast.
This incredible. Once again, my last taste of Yordan was a World Series where he couldn't even. The baseball looked like it was a tiny, just a tiny pebble coming up there to him. He
my
couldn't
last,
see it.
My last taste of Yordan was a two-homer night. Good night. Thank you. Yeah.
Now he's better than Trout.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he is. I haven't really seen Mike Trout play a lot of baseball lately, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I never see Trout because he's always hurt. Okay, go move to Anaheim if you love him.
Be
Let's
healthy.
Get Will in here. He wants to talk about the Astros. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Big fan of the show, long-time listener. So, yeah, you kind of took a little bit of my thunder there. So I had a debate with a good friend. We went to the game yesterday. Evening, of course, it was a phenomenal victory and a great time to have the boys back home. So who would you pay first? Would it be Yordan Alvarez or Kyle Tucker? And I want to get your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Tucker. Tucker plays the field. Tucker has MVP potential as well. I think
Tucker
guys,
is not playing well right now.
No, Tucker's not playing well right now. But you know what? He started slow last year and finished a MVP type guy in the postseason. I mean, he's just Tucker's awesome. So is Yordan. I mean, that's going to be a tough call. You got to pay, and both guys are going to be coming up at the same time, I believe. And that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be flowing out the door. And listen, fans, you better step up. Do we have that Jim Crane soundbite? The one about the payroll. If you guys listen, Yordan's coming due, Tucker's coming due, so you better get your ass out to the ballpark, says Jim Crane.
Well, listen, I tell the people always talking about the payroll. Well, the payroll is driven by the fans. I mean, we've got a full house tonight, a lot of revenue. They pay the bills. I just try to use the money wisely. But we have great fans. Thank you, Houston, for all your support. And you know, we're going to put a good product out there this year, and, you know, if we've got to make some adjustments at the turn, we certainly have the resources to do that. So we're going to have a great season, and we really appreciate your support.
Yep, that's it. Get your ass out to the park, or guess what? Nobody
gets
paid.
There's a lot of revenue out there, he said.
There was a lot of revenue out there last night, baby.
A lot of revenue out here tonight.
And listen, don't try to bring in your own food or beer.
No, you can't. Well, you can bring in your own. Your own snacks, yeah. Did they change it?
I don't know, because under Uncle, you could bring a dog to the
park. No, you can, but it has to fit into a certain size bag, and so now Patrick Feegis, so we may, Raheel and I may go to a game with a brisket literally cooked by Patrick Feegis from one of the top 50 barbecue places in Texas, a brisket literally inside this bag. We're going to prove that you can get, you know, incredible barbecue into a stadium, one of Texas top 50.
Why don't you just make your own brisket and bring it?
Well, because Fee just brought it up, so I'll just take him up on it. That way I don't have to buy it.
Oh, because maybe yours isn't.
Oh, of course, he'll probably charge us. He'll charge us. No, it's probably top. It's 57th. But no, we're just going to take one of the 50. I'm going to get with all the barbecue places and like, hey, we're doing a thing where if we can put stuff in this gallon plastic bag, and then we're going to park with about nine plastic bags.
Speaking of barbecue, I had we were over at Miani's last night, and he had the fried chicken brought in. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! And listen, I'm telling you, people, if you have an event and you like fried chicken, get Damaris Catering to do your fried chicken. I love me some fried chicken, and this fried chicken is excellent, excellent, excellent. So I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. If you're going to do an event and you want it catered and you want fried chicken, do their fried chicken. It's excellent. 713-780-3776. And by the way, I think Tucker, gun to your head, you got to have Tucker or Yordan going forward. Which is it?
Yordan.
Really?
Sold me on Yordan's the best player when he's on.
When he's hot,
why would you say Tucker then?
He's unbelievable. But Tucker is
he's the most dangerous. I want the most dangerous guy in the game.
That's him. There's no
question.
That's
never been said about Tucker.
No, but Tucker is, I mean, solid. Tucker is going to be more consistent over the long haul.
Give me historically great than solid in the long haul.
All right. No, listen, I think Jordan is Willie McCovey. I think that's the kind of potential that dude has. And that's a Hall of Fame. That's what great major league hitter. I think that's the kind of potential he has. But I think Tucker is going to be a long-term...
He's a good player.
Great player.
I like him. He's a really good player. You know, if you made me choose between the two, but I'll just choose neither. We played the game of choose between...
We'll choose between
Correa or Springer. Oh, we played that game, and both of them are gone. So
yeah, but listen...
I'm not hopeful.
Listen... The house was packed last night. A lot of revenue out there. If we keep that up, keep it up, Houston. Let's go. Great. Fill up the park tonight so that we can keep. Otherwise, it's on you that we didn't keep Jordan and Kyle Tucker. It's on you. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. That's John Clay Wolf, my man. John Clay Wolf, he's the best. And if you're looking for the best way to get rid of that car and, listen, get the most money for it. Get what you can. Or go armed to that dealership. Go armed to CarMax. Go armed with the best deal that you can possibly get, because that's what John Clay Wolf does for you. He gives you the best deal, the best, the most money you could possibly get. And you go online, go to GimmeTheVIN.com. You put in your license plate or you put in the VIN number, the year of the car, and basically what kind of condition it's in. And you're going to get the immediately. I mean, it comes right back at you. And you're going to find out what that vehicle is worth. And then, you know what, if you feel like, well, that's not enough, now you could talk to them and say, hey, it's got this. Hey, we'll get, well, you know what, I've heard it on the radio, John Clay Wolf talking to guys. Okay, well, I'll give you, how about this? Will that do it for you? And it's like unbelievable how much you get for your car. I got more when I sold my car to John Clay Wolf. You'll get more when you sell yours. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save